RadioMD. RadioMD.com. The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Oz. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Well, let's discuss some of the interesting articles and case reports that came up this week. And it's always tough to jam them into 10 minutes, but I'll give it my best. First is people have recurrent corneal pain from recurrent erosion. Many times it's due to something called MAP dot dystrophy or epithelial basement membrane dystrophy. And they get like fingerprint lines in their cornea, and they're very sensitive and can be pulled off by sleeping at night or tight eyelids, etc. So we have a number of things to do for them, but one of which is bandage lenses, scrape the defect, and if it's in one area, just use pinpricks to make it heal. Next story is a deaf girl with migraines. And part of the problem is that she has such heightened visual sensitivity, because she lip reads, that she is much more sensitive to light. So we always look in migraines as what are some of the risk factors. Likewise, there are many medications that give people photosensitivity. And you take many medications, just ask your pharmacist, are any of these things photosensitizers? And is that why I'm so sensitive to glare? Caffeine, drugs, etc. will influence and increase photosensitivity. A particular vitamin called lutein, and its isomer zeaxanthin, will help block that sensitivity. It is a yellow pigment that saturates the center of your retina, the macula, and actually reflects the light back so it doesn't tickle your receptors. Much like when you go into a supermarket and get that sensitivity from the fluorescent lights, having a normal lutein level will be extremely helpful. So Bell's palsy, another interesting issue. Patient comes in, droopy lid, can't close the eye, gets some dry spots on the cornea, doesn't have good vision. Well, you think it's due to the cornea being hazy as the first layer into the eye. Well, it turns out this one particular lady has diabetic edema in her retina. So we have to work on both things at once. So we never want to categorize someone as being a disease. They are a person with different phases of their diseases. I always tell people that my patients have educated me. So if I know a little more about certain aspects, especially the preventive ones, I can credit my patients. A gentleman named Chris told me about his problem with his retina and all kinds of inflammation and multiple surgeries. He decided to defy his doctors and apply for stem cells. He also decided to do some alternative Ayurvedic herbs. Well, he improved from count fingers to 20/30 vision by doing these things, and now he is a candidate for stem cells. The last thing he did was 20 hyperbaric oxygen treatments. Fascinating, isn't it? Give more oxygen, things can heal. The retina may have problems, have very minimal blood supply. Interesting option. You may have to ask your doctor. We're starting to do stem cells now for more things than just macular degeneration. Retinitis pigmentation is an area that has great ability to recover. So the next question is, will diabetics who have had problems improve? Will glaucoma patients, can their optic nerve be improved? All of those are good questions. I had a 41-year-old gentleman with a sugar cataract, not the typical diabetic cataract, and everyone in his family gets cataracts at age 35. Well, with a little bit of a metabolic checkup, we may have prevented that, and so we are doing that for his children and his future grandchildren. Which always brings up the question, genes versus lifestyle. Genes versus your epigenetics. What you do is more important than who your parents were. And that will always be the case, so that you can actually influence what you might get and you can actually help fend off what you might get. Other things are so obvious, like a woman with a 3.5-year history of a headache. It's not a relationship. No, folks, it wasn't that guy. At any rate, you massage the back of her neck and 3.5 years of discomfort goes away. So you need to just check what the possibilities are, and the symptom may not match the area that is the cause. A patient asked me the other day, have I heard of the malloc? The malloc, which is actually in Italian, malocchio. Malocchio is the bad eye or the evil eye. And people wear that little horn around their necks or give you the fig leaf fingers in order to either get rid of or give someone else the malloc. Interesting, cultural. We think a lot about eyes, both as potent healing and potent scary things. Patient came with recurrent inflammation in one than the other eye. It turns out it wasn't a virus. It was something called episcleritis. This may be something you may have. I believe that rubbing the eye squeezes out from the oil gland some of the toxic components with bacteria and shortened fatty acid pieces, and it gives an immediate redness to that segment. Episcleritis is characterized by a quadrant involvement and not the rest of the eye. Treatment is short-term with steroids, long-term with better lid hygiene. 45-year-old with night blindness ended up having hepatitis C, and therefore her liver was not holding on to vitamin A and releasing it when she did have it, so that night vision was worse. You may want to know to jog your memory, make a fist or clench your jaw. When you're thinking of something, make a fist, clench your jaw, and you will remember it even better. I recently, in my website, iComplex CS, and my other website, iAdvisory, put up 10 eye tests that you can download and check yourself or ask your doctor that allow people to help judge their vision by themselves without need for getting other people involved. A recent spate of articles on autism, which is a combination of multiple conditions that really avoids a simple generalization. And we're recognizing that the number of people now who are diagnosed in the United States is increasing. And it shot up from 1 in 150 to 1 in 75 children. And about 70 million people around the world are thought to have autism. Well, the Google Glass has now been used to augment the reality and improves the wording for people by giving people a word when they look at someone else so they're not afraid of looking at other people. Again, many things are happening, and we need to be aware that people with autism are gifted, they're great workers, and there's going to be new ways to help with sustainability. I should end with a Vietnam veteran story. When he put his cap on, I saw he was from Vietnam. I said, what was the most impactful thing that happened to you in Vietnam? He said, I died. I said, I guess you got resuscitated. He said, yeah. I said, did you go through the tunnel? He said, yeah. Did you see the white light? He said, yeah. I said, did you meet someone on the other side? He said, I saw my grandmother. I said, did she tell you to go back? It wasn't your time. She just said, go back. And this was just a casual conversation with people that being a physician you can have, and you elicit some very interesting things that help look at the human condition. And it's always important to do what we can for the human condition. There's a life project that happened for 46 years in England, and they found that 1 out of 5 people they followed from the same year of birth could not read. We got a lot more to do for our colleagues, our patients, and ourselves. So I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, who talks on a variety of topics on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for partnering. And thank you for paying attention to yourself. Stay well and see well.